Under other circumstances, Jaina might have experienced a thrill at being addressed as a master and asked to sit on the Jedi Council. Instead, she felt the weight of her new responsibilities. The future of Coruscant itself was at stake, and an entity that no one quite understood had holed up inside the Jedi Temple. Jaina knew she would soon be asked to do the impossible again. And this time, she wondered if she would be up to the job. She glanced down the long row of opaque Bacta tanks, checking for Luke and Corin. When she sensed through the Force that none of the occupants were Jedi, or even Force-sensitive, she nodded to the Duros.
I understand, and I'm not going to faint. How long did the Master Skywalker and Horn leave?
After his knee surgery was finished, Master Horn only needed the tank for a few hours, the Duros replied. But Master Skywalker extracted himself early, less than an hour ago.
Early?
Jaina grabbed her chrono and saw that she and the others had been recuperating almost 4 days.
That must have been some concussion he had.
The concussion was not the problem, the Duros replied. The burn on his chest has been slow to heal. Very slow. He's still not 100%.
Could it be the Force Lightning?
Jaina asked, frowning in concern.
The Duros shrugged.
You would know better than I.
A sudden shudder shook the entire room, hard enough that Jaina heard the Bacta slosh in the tanks.
What was that?
She asked, closing her robe.
I was hoping you could tell me, the Duros said. The shaking seems to be growing stronger and more frequent. It must be something to do with the battle, yes?
That would make sense,
Jaina agreed.
But I'm not sure what it is. Maybe they're using Baradium bombs down in the sub-basements or something.
The Duros' complexion faded to pale blue.
It had better be, or something. There aren't enough med centers on Coruscant to handle that much Baradium poisoning.
She studied Jaina for a moment, then handed over her lightsaber and equipment belt.
You might want to check your comlink. Someone has been trying to raise you all morning.
With that, the Duros turned and left. Jaina quickly clipped on her equipment belt and lightsaber, then checked her comlink and saw that there were several unanswered holonet relays from Tahiri Vela. Jaina's heart climbed into her throat. Immediately worried that Tahiri was trying to reach her to tell her something had happened to Jag, she left the infirmary and headed for the nearest turbo lift. Only after she was safely inside, dropping toward the Galactic Justice Center's local transit level, did she dare retrieve the most recent message.
It was Jag's voice, filled with concern, and perhaps just a little irritation.
Where are you? I'm starting to worry.
There was a short pause, then he said,
Listen, we're about to jump. We should be coming in system at 1117 Galactic Standard. If you get this message before then, leave one on Tahiri's comlink letting me know how you are. We've heard that the temple was breached and that you were taken to a med center, but not much else. See you soon. And you had better be well.
Jaina checked her chrono again and saw that she had only 3 minutes before Jag was due to enter the system. By the time she stepped out of the turbo lift into the transit level, she had listened to half a dozen earlier messages from Jag, announcing that he and Tahiri were on their way to Coruscant without explaining the reason. Jaina assumed by his tone of voice that he was bringing good news, but that was really all she could determine from the cryptic dispatches.